Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I am a big-eared blogger. What up, B?
You're more than a big-eared blogger. You're big-eared. But you do more than blogging, dog.
Sadly, I don't even blog.
You're a radio
anymore.
Host.
I miss blogging.
You're a TV guy. You're a dad.
Yo.
You're a,
the dad stuff. Oh, I didn't show you this.
You're an okay husband.
average best.
Man, you're a lot of stuff. Don't stop calling yourself a big ear blogger, man.
Look at this, dude. So my girls are doing this outdoor camp all week.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, Shelby. So they swim in the rapids on the Potomac.
Yeah, she hit a rock.
She hit a rock hard, and we had to get her to stay home today because she was limping around, and we were like, dude.
She hit a leg?
Yeah, that's like right on the top.
I thought that was her shoulder at
first. No, it's her leg. And so you know what I told her?
Did she want to go back?
She wanted to go back.
See, I like that.
I was like, baby.
The one thing I always want to know when my girls, when they got injured, and my son ain't had no choice because, you know, I'm like, you going back. Like, my daughters always ask him, you know, like when Bria – fell, broke her shoulder.
Yeah.
Leah,
doing
like,
the flips and all that
down,
crazy stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to go back? As soon as I get a chance, I always, that made me smile.
Yeah.
But then you can start babying them up a little bit. But you don't want it to destroy their love for something.
Well, I told Shelby, I was like, baby, if a football player had that, he's not practicing the next day. I don't know if that's true, but I told her to get her to calm down about missing camp.
Let me teach you a little something, Jay. You know, every once in a while when your kids are at home, they actually listen to the show with mom. So don't say that you told them something that you didn't know was true. Because they may hear you say that, fool.
I got a feeling they ain't listening right now.
Hey, what if your phone go ping?
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, so it's just chaos at my house. Little one's sick. Older one hurt her leg. But we're persevering, Landfill. Don't worry about us. We're going to get through it, okay? It's funny, dude. I was thinking about this. Last year on rookie report to camp day was like the biggest day ever because of old number 5, the number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels. It was his first day of training camp. Today on rookie report day, not the same buzz.
May be the same buzz, but you know what? We talked about something yesterday. It was a big thing, but their number 2 agreed to terms.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's cool. I think what you got to realize is once you get a quarterback like Jaden, other things and starts may never, ever get to that point, but it's not about what's the buzz anymore, because we had been going around, we sucked for a long time. So that was a great buzz. Now it's a continuation of what you started already. And I think by having Trey now signed up, Jalen, I talked with him yesterday, had a conversation with him.
How was that?
Cool, man, real cool. You know, it's
just he's a cool young
he's
man.
He's a great kid, man. He said, man, when my agent told me you wanted to talk, you had reached out. He said, I told my dad, man, Brian Mitchell reached out. He said, hey, dog, that's my Devin Hester. Y'all like Devin Hester. That was my dude right there.
That's awesome.
But we had a good time, man. And, you know, good too. Good kid.
Yeah. In my experiences with him, I think he's been very cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see him. I think definitely the punt return thing is right away, immediate. That's your job, dog. And take it and run with it. And yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm excited they just have like a dedicated punt returner rather than, you know, questions about who it is. Excited to see Connerly. We're probably still about a week out before we see him in pads. And seeing linemen without pads is, you know, it's not all that cool.
What kind of stuff you look at on Twitter? What kind of things are you following on social media?
So something just happened on Twitter that I put in the group text thread. Landville, check that out. What do you think of that?
Landville, what is up with him, dog?
Yo, it's a store, dude. It's a store in England called Butt Drugs.
It makes you think now.
Like, if you had a pharmacy, you could call it Mitchell Drugs,
yeah,
right?
But Butt Drugs
this is the butt family.
Like you wondering if it's going to be injections. Brazilian.
Whoa, pause.
I'm saying
dude.
Brazilian butt lift. You know, what kind of other drugs could it be? You start thinking about stuff, man. That's a little weird.
All right, so I got a question for you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both golf. And when you're a real... whether
one of us golf, the other one hacks.
Sure. Whether you're good or bad, if you take the game relatively seriously, you have what's called a GIN number.
GIN.
USGA GHIN, right?
GIN number.
You say gin, I say gin. Potato, potato.
You're wrong.
But basically, it's your handicap.
Yeah.
It's how you keep score and you plug your scores in, all of these things.
Uh-huh.
So I got my number.
What's your number?
14.0.
I like that.
Well, and it got me thinking. This is
how you can get it high again?
Yes, but...
that's some BS, JP.
This is the lowest I've been. So before Shelby was born...
You finally have to put your numbers in for
can
real.
Can you just let me get to my question?
I hate when you do that.
You hate when I do what?
Keep
I put
your...
all my scores in, dude.
I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. The lowest I'd ever been in my life was before Shelby was born.
Uh-huh.
I was at a 12. I think I got down to an 11.8 was the lowest I'd ever been. I could probably look it up. But I know I was at a 12. 14 is the lowest I've been, I think, since Shelby has been born.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Since I've had kids. What direction do you think it goes from here? Do you think I get down into 13s?
You could get down into 10s if you. It has nothing to do with your kids.
I just had no time.
No, we had babies.
No. I didn't play.
JP, I play golf with you.
Yeah, but B, back then,
I understand what you're saying, but you're at a 14 right now. The way you play golf, where the front nine you are one person, the back nine you're somebody else. If you could be the same person throughout the round, you could get down to a 10 right now.
Yeah, but that's also golf. Like, that's not just me.
No. It is just golf. But if you are the same person throughout the round, you're going to put lower numbers, and all of a sudden you'll get that feel. Most people lock in late in the game. You lock in early. You have fun the last 9 holes.
I think I need to start playing in the morning.
But if you just learn to,
I'll probably have fun in the morning too.
Like the thing about it, like golf is like, I have played a long time. I got way way down at one point. All I did was play golf for like 8 months. I didn't work or nothing. Now when I retired, I just went to golf. Now I just started forget. I watched a lesson one day, and the guy was like, "You're a right-handed golfer. Get your right hand out the swing." He say, and stop swinging so hard. Swing smoother. I'm on a run right now, though.
You're hot.
And I'm going to keep it going.
All right. So which way do you think I'll go? Up
I
or
think
down?
You're going to go down because, you know, I'm going to stay on you.
You know what's bizarre in my game right now? Is that, like, my wedges are working and the driver's a little spotty.
See, if the wedges are working, you can always score. If the wedges and the putter works, you can make up. If you're just a driver guy and your driver leaving, you can't do the other stuff, you're gonna be bad.
All right, so the Commanders tweeted this out. I got a pop quiz for you, Mr. Mitchell. Now, I think one of these you're going to get. The other ones might be a group effort, all right?
Okay.
The Commanders tweeted out ball knowledge test. Who did we beat, How well do you remember the Super Bowl runs? So 91, what were the three teams y'all beat? You're going to remember that easy.
I don't remember.
Really?
We didn't play three teams. We played two teams.
You played three.
We played two games.
You got a bye, but then you had a divisional, a conference championship, and a Super Bowl.
Yeah, played Atlanta, three teams. We played Atlanta, Detroit, and we beat Buffalo.
Right. I don't
but
know
I'm
how
to get to the Super Bowl.
No,
we
no,
beat
this
two
is
teams.
The Super Bowl run.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So you remember the scores?
41-10.
That was the Lions.
27-6.
You're very close.
27-7? 27-3.
24-7.
24-7 and 37-24.
Yeah, all right. So we can all try. Landfill, I mean, Jeff's not going to know anything, but we can try. 87. So this is the Doug Williams Super Bowl.
Can't tell you.
I know they beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they beat the Broncos, and they scored 35 points in one quarter.
Yeah, that was a hell of a second quarter. So it was like, where's Ricky Sanders?
Was that game 40-something or what?
That game was 42-10.
Yeah,
against Elway and the Broncos.
Yeah,
left hand up. This is a sad confession. Did they beat the Vikings in the NFC title game?
I couldn't tell you.
Landfill, do you know?
See the thing about it, though, Jay, I don't think you have to apologize for that. Not everybody, like the people that remember scores of every game, can't tell you nothing else about football.
I also was 5 years old.
Yeah.
So, like,
I'm saying.
I'm not beating myself up
and
on that.
And in 87, all I remember was Doug Williams was in the Super Bowl and everybody in Louisiana was losing their mind.
I got it right, though. They beat the Vikings in the NFC title game.
Okay.
Now, I should have remembered this because I believe it was the iconic Darryl Green play. They beat the Bears in.
When he tore his rib muscle.
Now, that might not have been that game. I know that was against the Bears.
Was that in the playoff or was that in the regular season game?
Again, I don't know. But this is funky. And maybe somebody of that age can let us know because there's no chance. Jeff Landfill, you got anything on the 87 Super Bowl run? Yeah, Jeff's way too young. They played the Bears at Soldier Field. So they were the lower seed in that game. And then they got to host the Vikings in the conference championship.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
the Bears probably were
maybe
at home
Bears,
field.
Yeah.
They beat them, and then all of a sudden they went up. The Vikings were probably the wild card.
Yeah, and there could have been a wild card upset. I don't know. And that was back then you had two bye teams.
Well, we know Washington wasn't the wild card. Because if they were, they probably wouldn't have had
hosted right.
Yeah, the next one.
They probably won the NFC East, my guess, even though the Giants won the Super Bowl the year before. All right, 1982. Who's ready?
82, did they beat the Raiders?
They lost to the Raiders, I think, the year after.
I thought they lost to the Dolphins. Or they beat the Dolphins?
Well, they lost to the Dolphins back in the 70s. That was like George Allen.
Okay.
That was the undefeated Dolphins.
82. Jay, I was in junior high school.
We should at least know. I feel like I remember who they beat in the Super Bowl.
Who?
That was when I think they beat the Dolphins in that Super Bowl. I think they're 1-1 against the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. That's the famous Riggins run.
Well, Dolphins never won one.
That's the famous Riggins run.
I said they
run.
Beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. The Dolphins won at least one because they went undefeated and beat the Skins. That was like the Sonny and Billy days. That was like
it was Dan Marino never won the Super Bowl.
Dan Marino
did win one.
Dan Marino Dan Marino never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. So they beat the Dolphins.
See, I think about the Dolphins. You think Dolphins, I think Dan Marino.
Yeah. I get it. So they beat the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. That's the famous John Riggins run.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, there's a poster of it behind you.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember I don't remember, but I remember the Sports Illustrated cover. They beat the Cowboys in the NFC title game at RFK. And the old heads, as Jeff would say, longtime Redskins fans said that's the loudest RFK ever was.
Probably was.
I think Daryl Grant made a big play. I think he had like a
Daryl Grant made a play when our year, when I was here with them against Dallas. I know
he was still playing then.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
Yeah. I played with some dudes, bro. So when people ask me who I play with, and I mention guys like that, they're like, "Damn, how old are you?"
All right. So they beat Dolphins in the Super Bowl, Cowboys in the NFC title game. Left hand up, I do not know who they beat in the divisional.
I don't know either.
I will look it up. So they beat Minnesota 21-7.
Minnesota was around, boy, back then, weren't they?
Is that like the purple people leader?
Didn't they?
Time of
Minnesota
life?
And Minnesota lost five Super Bowls or something like that, or five something like that. Something wild.
They've never won one. I know that.
But I think they lost five of them or something like that.
And they beat Detroit in the wild card round.
Detroit's beat a lot.
Was there a strike that year also? They only played 10 regular season, 9 regular season games? There must have been, dude, because they played week 2, September 19th, and then they didn't play again until November 21st.
Must have had a stoppage.
Stoppages happen, man. Yeah. Stoppages happen. I don't know. I just thought that was a fun little piece of trivia from the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon that because I was looking to see if they posted any pictures or anything from rookie camp. I haven't seen it yet, but those guys might.
Well, they're just doing conditioning stuff today.
They probably just got there this morning,
yeah,
too,
they,
right?
They were reporting today. They do conditioning stuff today, so it's not going to be a lot going on. This is the day I used to love, like when you come into camp, whether being a rookie or when I was a veteran. Rookie reporting day was always the best for me. I mean, when you check the when we had to all get together in condition, that was the best day.
Why?
Because I just, like, you know, when people that weren't there with you working out and they tell you all the stuff they're doing, that day tells you if somebody was working out or not. You know, and
that's the truth telling day.
The way, like, I had a tendency to. The years when I really, really went crazy, I'm not running with the running backs. I'm going to run with the DBs or the receivers. And Deuce and I did that in Philly, too. And you know the receivers and DBs.
How much heavier are you than those guys?
Well, depending on who they are.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about when you're in shape, you're in shape.
Right. I'm just saying, for you to run with those dudes, and my guess would be you've got
the time
15
is like
pounds
two,
on
the
most
time
of them?
Is like 2 seconds faster. In hours. But you know, when you're running with the running backs, we would be finishing so we'd cruise to finish it and still finish it.
What did Ernest run like? I loved Biner as a kid.
Ernest, like, his 40?
Just, yeah. Because I don't remember him as like a heavy
runner.
But
see, the difference between, like, everybody does a conditioning test differently. I told you.
Yeah.
Dan Riley put you on the treadmill. Running backs started around 5 miles per hour. You run 2 minutes, then they click it to 5.5. They click at the 6, they click at the 6.5, click 7, he finishes at 7.5. DBs might start at 6.
How long?
2 minutes each. It's 12 minutes long.
That I could actually do.
That's your conditioning test.
Yeah.
When Norv came, I had to run 14 40s under like 5-something, 5.5.
Back-to-back?
I get out. Yeah, we go back. Like you run, everybody finishes, then you run another, and you just keep going. So what we did.
So you did it by position group?
Yeah, we'd come out the first 10 yards and just cruise in. It was never tough.
Yeah, it's under 5.5 for you that have
then I got to
four
Philly,
speed or whatever. Yeah.
And it was over and back 16 times. That was tough too, because those gases will get you, dog. You the first 7-8, easy. Them last 4, that's hell, dog.
Well, that's what you always said about playing for Andy was. It wasn't that much hitting, but we ran our ass off.
He ran the hell out of you, you know. And Joe got you in shape by doing football stuff. we practiced just like we played.
I love it. See, I could listen to that kind of stuff all day, man. Hopefully, I wanted to read this tweet. This made me laugh. Will Kavanaugh tweeted me this morning, right when the show started, right at 10 o'clock. He said, "All right, I'm done listening to sports stuff today. Time to turn on B. Mitch and Finley." Remember that? Was it Charlie yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, man, I've had enough of this sports stuff.
Man, I'm tired of listening to this.
Go for a walk. Hey. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, man. We can go to CNN. You can go to Fox. You
Put
can go to MSNBC.
On. Watch Indiana Jones.
Because we're talking about sports.
Landfill, I have some news you might like. Check this out, Landini. I'll put it on the stream, too.
Salt and vinegar chips?
I brought a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
That's something people like to ride. They eat those when they ride bikes, too.
Why? Just because they're good?
The salt and the vinegar.
Is that good for your bike riding?
Help you out a little bit from cramps.
Well, we all need help from cramps, Landfill. Baseball returns. What exactly are the Nats doing now?
That's a question I have when we talk to Mark.
Well, we're talking to Mark Zuckerman next. Nobody go anyway. Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We normally don't start Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday until 11. But Landfill played the song. This is the official B. Mitchell Finley Scotty's Vodka Red Bull playlist.
Are we going now?
Well, because we got an announcement.
All right.
Ready?
It ain't water, JP.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka, now available in select Virginia ABC
stores.
Now, we've been advocating for some time.
Yes.
Now, at first, I advocated one way that I got yelled at. So I started to then advocate, calmly walk into your Virginia ABC store and say, sir, ma'am, I would like Scotty's Vodka, please. And it worked. It worked. It's now available in select Virginia ABC stores. So go make it happen. Yes, Jeff, what can I do for you?
You are an idiot. He added some words to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Mark Zuckerman.
What's up, brother?
Masson Sports. What's up, dude? Zuck, you there?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I had a nice little break. I'm ready to get back at it tonight. And 66 games to go. We'll see how this
66.
Goes.
66. Now, the question we ask. What is it that they're playing for in this second half of the season?
It's not what they were playing for about a month ago. I can tell you that, unfortunately. But, you know, it all of a sudden turns into more of an individual process than probably the team collective. You've got guys, young guys, some of them are having very good seasons, and you want to see them finish it out and put together, you know, big numbers at the end of the year. You have guys who are trying to prove that they should be part of the long-term plan here. Brady House, Dalen Lyle, some of the young relievers are going to be in that category. There'll be a few others that get called up at some point, like Cade Cavalli. So I think that's where the attention shifts. And then really the next couple of weeks is going to be about the trade deadline and which of the veteran players does Mike DiBartolo look to move before July 31st.
Is it necessary for whether the learners or the new general manager, whoever, to come out and say something to let the fans know what the hell is going on and where they're at? Because we know at the beginning of the season, they say that they were here, they were going to be competing. And we see that's not happening. So is it pertinent that somebody comes out and speak to the fans?
Yeah, I think it's important to just provide a clear idea to everybody out there of what the direction is right now. We know what they were trying to do the last few years. I think the real question right now is, are they continuing on that path, which is to suggest that they actually don't think they're that far away and that they have a core group in place and they need to add to that? Or are they admitting it didn't work and we kind of need to start all over again? Now, that's a tough message to send to your fan base who've already, sat through five straight losing seasons like this. But I think we need to hear from them.
Yeah.
What do they think in those terms? Now, the tricky part of it is that Mike DiBartolo, who's worked here for a long time and clearly would love to get the job on a permanent basis, right now he doesn't know that he has the job on a permanent basis. So is he thinking in terms of, I'm trying to build a team that I think can still be competitive next year? Or am I in this for the long haul and saying, no, I'm going to remake the organization in a way that Mike Rizzo didn't, and that may mean taking another step back before you start to take a step forward. He's in a tricky position like that. Does he have the authority to think longer term than just the rest of this year? Does he want to think longer term beyond the rest of this year? And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that, we're not going to hear from ownership. They just don't speak. So the interim GM ends up being the voice of this, and he's got to somehow try to articulate, both through his words but also through his actions, does he believe this is a team that can take what it already has and build on that and try to be a winner here in the next few years, or does he think it needs to be torn down and start it all over again?
Very interesting times for the Washington Nationals. Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman from Masson Sports. You can follow him at Mark Zuckerman. Check out all his work at MassonSports.com. Also, make sure you're checking out the Nats Chat podcast with Zuck and our boy Al Galdi. How empowered do we think DiBartolo is? Like, for him to trade away some veterans at the deadline makes all the sense in the world. This team's 20 games under 500. But there's at least going to be conversations, whether it's real or not. C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore. I believe Gore is at the same time in his service timeline that Soto was when they traded Soto, right? Like, how empowered is DiBartolo to, if you want to trade away Nathaniel Lowe, like, cool, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes,
but what about these young guys? Like, how realistic do you think something like that is, Mark?
Right. I think that's the real question here. You're going to trade Kyle Finnegan, Josh Bell, Michael Soroka, guys who are going to be free agents at the end of the year. It's what do you do with the guys who are here beyond that, especially the young, in theory, core guys who are supposed to be the future around here. And yes, you're right. Mackenzie Gore has 2.5 years left until he becomes a free agent. That is the point that they traded Juan Soto. Now, I don't necessarily think it's an apples to apples comparison, because in Soto's case, we know they tried to sign him long-term and turned down $440 million. And at that point, once it became clear that they didn't believe they were going to re-sign him, and knowing what the state of their farm system was at that time, the feeling was, well, this is our best chance to completely remake the organization. We're going to move him now. And you saw what they got in return. It's been a great return for them. Mackenzie Gore isn't going to get that kind of return. He's great. He's been outstanding. He's not everyday superstar Hall of Fame type of player like Juan Soto was. So
right.
I don't think you can think in those terms. But you do have to decide, and this speaks to my earlier question, do they believe they can contend here before Mackenzie Gore could become a free agent? If you do, then no, you don't trade him. If you're not so sure about that, then you have to at least explore the possibility, find out what you could get for him, and then make that calculation. Is whatever's being offered in return enough to say, yes, we're going to move a young all-star left-hander, sacrificing, you know, the next couple of years in return, because it's going to put us in a better position to actually win a few years down the road.
But when you make that move, you're basically saying a lot.
Yes.
If you make that move right there, you're telling people this is a start over.
And that's the tricky message. Are you ready to make that declaration and the ramifications that will come with that? And so, you know, we don't know for sure. Mike DiBartolo, you know, when we spoke to him last week, everything was still fresh. He'd had about 48 hours. He's really focused on the draft. I think over these next 2 weeks, hopefully we're going to find out more from him about his vision. But as you said, is it his totally to decide, or is it coming from above? And yeah, I mean, there are smart but sometimes harsh baseball decisions you can make. But then there's also the, hey, we need to like actually get people to come to our games still decisions that come from the top. And if you're telling people, hey, remember that rebuild? Well, yeah, we're going to do it all over again. That's a
problem
for your fan base. And so I think you have to be really careful with that. If you're going to go that direction, you better be able to articulate in a way that appeases a fan base that's already really frustrated, as we know.
I don't know the baseball fan base as much as you do, Mark. When do they get to the point where they don't want to hear from the understudies? They want to hear from the people that make final decisions.
Oh, I think they're past that point.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people want to know. They really just want to know, like, what is the plan? What's going on here? And we know, look, the Lerner family, like I said, they've never been, even in good times, they're never the ones to be out there in public and saying a whole lot. But I think the events of the last few years, and certainly the last few weeks, do dictate that we need to hear more from them than whatever that letter was from Mark Lerner announcing the firings of Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez. And I think the hardest part of it that we all just really want to know, I mean, I understand that Mark Lerner, you know, said a year ago, okay, we're not really looking to sell the team anymore. Okay, that's great. But then you need to show us with your actions that you are fully invested in this. It's one thing to say we're not trying to sell the team, but it's another to now actually invest in that team again and show that you're trying to put a winning product out there and not just, you know, holding the line and just going bare bones now until an indeterminate period of time in the future.
Yeah, man, it's the only thing that really sucks, and I know this from experience as a reporter that was, you know, on the Skins beat day to day to day to day. Like, fans can be pissed, and you want to hear from the owner. They're billionaires in ivory towers, man. They don't have to talk. And do you expect to hear from the Lerners, Mark?
No, that's not their MO.
Right.
No.
I mean, it just sucks.
And look, here's the thing. Mike Rizzo, over the years, had to speak on their behalf quite a lot and sometimes unfairly.
Right.
But but at least when he did speak, he was speaking with a certain level of gravitas from having been the GM for so long and having a track record of what he had done in the job. I think it's really unfair to tell Mike DiBartolo, okay, hey, you now have to speak for what's going on across the organization. Now, he may have to. They may have no choice.
Right.
But that's the way it has to go. But he doesn't have the reputation yet that Mike Rizzo did. And is it fair to throw him to the wolves like that? Now, I'll say this. He handled himself really well in that first session with us last week in St. Louis. You know, I'm interested to see how that continues. I've known him, a lot of us have known him for a long time, but he's never been out front like that, you know, speaking publicly in that regard. So I think that's a big part of it. And maybe in some ways that's part of how the Lerners are deciding whether he should be hired long term or not. Here's an audition for him. And it's about the moves you make, but it's also about how you portray yourself to the public and the message that you're getting across about what we're trying to do with the organization.
Yeah, I think Riz, in his comments after his firing, maybe it was for Lugo, whoever got that text message where he was like, yeah, I'm proud of the way I navigated that ownership group. I think that said a lot without saying anything. Last thing for me, Mark, I have covered some really bad teams, and late in the year, it sucks. What's crazy about baseball is it's
a long time.
It's late in the year, but there's a long road to hoe here. How is the lock, like, how is that clubhouse? How are these guys going to try to lock back in after this week break with just so much turmoil?
Yeah, I think that's a major challenge for Miguel Cairo and his coaching staff, to be honest. And I guess in some ways, you know, DeBartolo sets the tone for all of them. I will say that there's plenty that you can criticize Davey Martinez about as far as the on-field performance. But I think most of us can agree that one of his biggest strengths was his ability to motivate a clubhouse, keep them together, and get them to play hard no matter what their record was.
Sure.
Even when they were losing 100 games in 2022, the boys always battled, as we joke about, but it was true that they did, and I think that was a reflection of their manager. We need to see how that holds up, if that's still true. Does Miguel Cairo, who, let's be honest, is kind of portraying himself as just an extension of Davey Martinez. He's not really trying in a lot of ways to distinguish himself as his own entity, as the interim manager. Does he have that same ability, along with all the other coaches who are the same coaches who've been here for a few years now? You've got to keep, especially the young core guys, you've got to keep them on message. You've got to keep them in the right mindset of what they're trying to build here. Now, it's one thing if you've got veterans who know they're not going to be here for a long time. That can be a tougher sell. But for the C.J. Abrams, Luis Garcia, James Wood, and all the others, that's the group you've got to keep together and convince them that while this has not been a pleasant road that they're on right now, that it is going to lead somewhere in the end and that you've got to stick with it right now to set up whatever is coming in the future.
Doesn't Miguel know that Davey got fired? It would not be an extension of Davey. Better show something else.
And that's where it's a really awkward position. It is. And you could tell, I think he took the job reluctantly.
Yeah.
And I think he knows he's not in it for the long haul. Now, you know, we'll see. The emotions were raw last week. Now they've all had a chance to take a breath during the All-Star break. Let's see if it's anything different now. But he's in a tough spot, and I'll be interested to see how he handles that. Does he try to break out of his shell and be himself, or does he say, no, we're just going to continue doing what we were doing?
It's people watch NASCAR for the wrecks. It's going to be fascinating to watch this thing down the stretch. And let's hope they rattle off 7 out of 10, and everything kind of changes. You know what I mean? I know you'll be in the thick of it. I know you'll be podcasting. I know you'll be writing Nats Chat, Massive Sports, all the good stuff. Mark, thank you for the time.
Appreciate
brother.
You, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, brother.
Good luck, man. I've worked late seasons. I've worked late into a 4-11
I played
season.
Them, Jay.
Yeah, man. It sucks. It is not pleasant. You know what is pleasant? Driving to work on a Friday, because nobody goes to work on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're cruising in a Toyota 4Runner from Oarsman Fairfax Toyota, and you're listening to golf early morning, Scottish, Irish golf on the radio, it's just a pleasant morning, man.
It is.
I buy my cars from Oarsman because they take care of me. They've been doing it over 100 years. If you are looking to buy or even sell a car, check out Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. They got 7 locations from Alexandria to Chantilly. They got all the makes, all the models, certified used vehicles, great financing rates, which is hella important right now. Whatever it is you need, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia can do it, and they'll do it with the Oarsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, they give you that Lifetime Edge. They give you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance. They give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance, and they have that Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And there's good news over there. If you're trying to sell a car, take it over to Oarsman. They'll give you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy. You hear JP and I talking all the time. We're very happy, very satisfied. And take it from us to beyond satisfied Oarsman customers, and let's ride together.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We just had a really good conversation with Mark Zuckerman, who covers the Washington Nationals. And let's be honest, there's a lot of hard questions for the Washington Nationals. If you missed the interview, you want to hear it wherever you get your podcasts: Spotify, Google Play, Apple Pods. Always on the Odyssey app. You can also get on iHeart or TuneIn. Wherever you go for audio content, we are there.
We are all over the place.
You think the Nats will trade Gore or Abramsby?
I don't know what they're gonna do, bro.
I don't either.
You can normally look at teams because they have a pattern, and you could probably guess. Not with that team.
No.
There's no pattern.
No. I know something we no longer have to guess about.
What?
T.J. Watt got paid.
Yes, he did.
So, for the...
I tell you, man, people can... Didn't he actually get traded?
He did.
And he was mad and everything else, and now I bet you he's happy as hell. High five. He probably kissed him on the cheek. Yeah, man, Italian cheek. Not Italians do.
It's how Italians do.
Yeah, man. It's all good.
T.J. Watt.
You give me the money he got, I'm going to kiss your cheeks. Believe me.
Me too. Both cheeks, Lamphill. T.J. Watt got 3 years, $123 million. That's what his agent gets to put out. In reality, it's 3 years, $108
million. Mm-hmm.
He's guaranteed $44 million now. $76 million by next year.
If he guaranteed 44, well, 76 total by next year?
He gets 44 at signing.
And then he gets 76 more?
What's 44 plus 76?
That's 120, dog.
Okay.
The man getting, listen, we can sit up here with this stuff about what meme. If he's getting 120 million guaranteed, that's what the age you can put out.
The 108 is the real number.
So what can they take something away? Because 44 and 76 is 120 all day.
Maybe it's, I don't know. We can go with whatever number we want. It's over $100 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to turn it down.
T.J. Watt turns 31 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a 9-figure check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had some dude in the chat the other day.
You know, that's why they said that. Those things, like what happened yesterday, as soon as I saw it, I go, and people want me to stress over what? I'm not going to stress. I'll leave that for Jeff.
Jeff, seeing TJ Watt and that contract situation was not particularly pleasant for a while there. Seeing TJ Watt re-sign with the Steelers, does that give you, you feel a little better?
JP, how many times do I have to say this? Until it's done, I'm worried. That don't mean I'm panicking. I'm just worried. Until it is done, do I have faith it will get done? Yes, I'm very optimistic about it. But until it get done, see, I'm a person that look at all sides. I look at the, it could go this way, it could that way. So, yes.
Isn't the faith the thing that you have that makes you stop worrying?
Yes, but the thing is, I'm sure it will get done, but I understand that it's a possibility that it can't as well.
Okay.
So TJ Watt just signed a mega deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Steelers.
Does that make you now that contract extension didn't go great? There was some talk about TJ Watt's age. He's actually a year older. He's almost 11 months to the day older than Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
And plays a much more physical position.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt gets the deal done with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, almost all of these, maybe all of them now, but I know Trey Amos signed with the Skins. They figured mm-hmm. that out.
Yep.
Look around the league. More and more stuff is getting figured out.
Things are happening.
Players are starting to report to camp. Does the TJ Watt deal make you feel better about the Terry McLaurin situation? We're going to open these phone lines up for the next hour. 800-636-1067. Plus, we got to run through this rookie class. Let's get everybody back. We're going back to school, people. Phones are open. You feeling better? TJ Watt signed with the Steelers. These things take time. Training camp drives it. Hit us up. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.